Okay, Cosmos. What did I call it? Offshoot. So, what's the word? Spin-offs. But I think they should be there in the book, because we want to show how important worldview and cosmology is, actually. I wanted to mention something, but again, but bye. Understanding, not just in a religious faith sense, or like that, but with, you could say, application of scientific approach, that this world is multi-dimensional, so to speak, that there are three worlds, and that the astral world, as we call it here in the West, is factual. And is demonstrated or proven by its own presence in our daily lives. When we dream at night, and when we experience our, you know, our mental realm. Now, that has been by the modern materialists who have, on their own accord, hijacked science and made science seem to be equivalent with materialism. They have attempted to nullify that entire realm, although our inner mental, intellectual, and spiritual, subconscious, and so on realms is even more conspicuous and important and decisive, if that's the right word, for our lives, our existence, than what is seen and experienced through the senses of this physical body. Nevertheless, in this way, the major portion of the cosmos is being denied us and kept from our eyes, so to speak, and we are rather being served a world that is material, dead matter, that is external. So but of course that it's not possible, because even the hardcore materialists also have minds and intelligence to some extent and souls, consciousness. So to say that all that doesn't exist and all that exists is a brain, a lump of grey matter, well, if that belief makes you happy, then it's up to you, but it's not science. So, anyway, by opening up and again including subtle realms, higher realms, even divine realms, into our cosmos that we live in and perceive and deal with, the magic will return, because this world is full of magic. It's not a simple linear machinery. And we have scientists such as Carl Jung, who has studied this synchronicity, for instance, the connection between our inner and the outer world. And we have in all cultures, pre-materialist cultures, the view upon the world as interconnected, as also including the presence of living beings that are invisible to us, and some are very powerful and guiding us. Well, some. Benign and some not, but and you know, fate divination we find it everywhere. Where the very view on the world and the way we deal with it, people deal with it, is much richer, much different. Hey. And I would say necessary for us to have a full and rich life and understanding of life, something along that line.